Shalom to you. Thanks for joining us here for the feast. The book is How and Why to Stop Taking Psychiatric Medications. Your drug may be your problem. Peter Bregan and David Cohen, Cohen meaning priest there, but they're, it's not really a spiritual book, but they mention certain over-the-counter drugs that many of us are commonly taking for being prescribed by some doctor to deal with depression and anxiety. But the book talks about common drugs of Ativan, lorazepam, Zoloft, and many common ones, that Compazine and so on, that people are taking these days. What's another common one there? Dalmane, Stratera, Concerta, Ritalin or Ritalin, Dexedrine, Clonopin, and you know, those are to give us an artificial relief, but it's not the answer. If I could read one paragraph here before we go. Okay, I think this would kind of wrap it up here on page 119 near the bottom. When people mistakenly believe that they are being helped by a drug's chemical effect, they develop distorted ideas about how to live their lives. Instead of recognizing the power of, and I'll insert Yaba, instead of recognizing the power of hope, faith, or optimism in their lives, they give false recognition to the power of drugs. Oh, that's quite a big business, the pharmaceutical business there, the business of pharmakia. And instead of developing more effective ways of living that would have provided more genuine, realistic, and lasting results, and would give us a challenge to overcome our fears and our anxieties, they pop a pill. Bolstered by the initial placebo effect, many patients go for years trying one and then another pill to meet their needs, prescribed by their doctor, of course, with great medical background, rather than improving their lives through self-understanding and better principles of living. Now, to criticize this book quickly, and I do mean quickly, I mean that, I'll be disciplined enough, that I really expected to find in here something here about the pharmakia, the underlying cause of the like a spirit in drugs, the necromancing, some talking about the spiritual effect of using these drugs, but I really couldn't find that much in there about that. I also expected to find specific information about each drug, and even though it did address Ativan, lorazepam, Clonopin, tranquilizers, benzo tranquilizers such as Ativan, lorazepam, Clonopin, or clonazepam. Pam this, Pam that. Yeah, that was a pagan goddess too, I think, of Pam, but there's probably no connection there that I know of. But it didn't really go very deep into each one of those drugs, but it more refers specifically, in a general way, it's referring to some of those drugs. So, well, we don't need to take them for those pills for the Feast of Tabernacles or at any other time either, do we? We don't need to rely on that. Hopefully, if you're already taking it, well, there's hope for you and how to overcome that and how to slowly draw away from your addictions. It can be a dangerous thing to go what they call cold turkey and just quit taking some of those prescribed over-the-counter drugs that are supposedly very, very innocent and all, and supposedly not dangerous. But the warnings are right there in each package. It tells you what it could even result in death if you take these. But then they say, well, that's just a small percentage of people. We trust in the power of His resurrection. We look forward to that, to seeing our beloved friends who are saved, our beloved believers in the New Jerusalem. And we believe that it could be soon, like those of old, the believers of the last 2,000 years have believed that. The apostles believed that it was the last days. Well, we're 2,000 years closer. And if the second coming didn't happen within my lifetime, well, in 20, 30 years I'll be gone anyway. So I'll be in the grave, so. It'll be I will close my eyes when I pass away, and then it'll seem like it was just a split second, just an instant, when I'll open them and I'll see Yahweh face to face. Isn't that wonderful hope? Isn't that our blessed hope, our Savior, Yahusha, who died on the tree at Calvary, who rose from the grave after 3 nights and 3 days, according to Matthew 12:40. We just thank him very much for his unmerited favor. His unmerited favor, or Hebrew word ken, for releasing us from bondage. He took away all of that old bondage that we are naturally had the proclivity to want to sin, and the self that would get in the way. Well, he took that out of the way. He took away the certificate of indebtedness that was against us and nailed it to the tree, as we read there in the book of Colossians chapter 2. Sister and brethren, I thank you for joining me tonight, or today, whatever time. And if this is during your Feast of Tabernacles in 2012 or 2013, I pray that you would not only just listen to the file, but look up the scriptures as well from the good book there. King James is recommended. Mm. An account that the long-suffering of Yahweh is salvation. And also, but the day of Yahweh will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise. Verse 11, seeing that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought we to be? In all pure conversation and Yahweh likeness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of Yahweh, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nonetheless, we, according to his promise, we look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Shalom.